We've cycled to Bonn, where the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is based. Here we meet Francesco Corvaro, Special Envoy for Climate Change. Good morning, Professor. Could you tell us about Italy's current commitment concerning the issue of climate change?
Italy, like all developed countries, has been working for years at an international level to support developing countries so that they can develop in a sustainable way. Therefore, the idea of investing money to increase the level of quality of life in these countries and give them the opportunity to develop in a sustainable way is also strategic for our country, which, however, as I always say, otherwise would have to invest money at least in the migratory flows that could occur once these areas become less livable for the people who live there.
Among the tools available, there is a fund created ad hoc. Could you tell us about it?
It's a fund managed directly by the Italian state, called the Climate Fund, which must be spent in target developing countries. The Climate Fund is now operational. In fact, the first pilot projects should have already started last week. The Climate Fund is managed from a material point of view by Cassa Depositi e Prestiti, but the ministries involved, namely the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of the Environment and Energy Security, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, can propose projects.
Can you give us some examples?
They can bring concrete projects to the ground in which to involve Italian companies that have a very high level of know-how in the field of mitigation. By mitigation, we mean all those works that tend to reduce the environmental impact of activities, and they range from renewable sources to sustainable agriculture, sustainable mobility, etc., etc. This fund will therefore aim not only at mitigation, but also at adaptation works. Adaptation means all those functional works so that the various countries can be able to adequately withstand climatic events.
Can you describe your role as Special Envoy for Climate Change?
My role has two faces, one national and one international. At the national level, the climate effect has become a cross-cutting issue on many topics. So it touches on ministries that apparently have nothing to do with each other. My task is to coordinate and give the ministers, who may not be directly involved in the first instance, but are indirectly involved, the possibility of having, if they wish, a point of reference to which they can make inquiries and deal with. Abroad, on the other hand, my figure is precisely that of representing Italy. The two ministers who appointed me, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Minister of the Environment and Energy Security, by the law that established the position of Special Envoy, need to have strong support for participation in international events and negotiations.
Professor, thank you for your time. Now we continue with our tour.